Blackstone Audio presents Molly by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. For Marion and Duncan Mundell, my cousins in Glasgow, Scotland, with all my love. Chapter 1. The Atlantic liner gave a great heave, shuddered, wallowed in the trough, and groaned its way up the next wave. Molly Maguire clutched her little sister Mary closer to her on the stateroom bed as the great liner creaked and juddered its way through the storm, and thought miserably, "This is how cattle must feel. Here we are, two poor little American cows on our way to England to be mated." Mary whimpered with fright as the ship gave another monumental heave, and their ex-schoolteacher companion, Miss Sims, let out a shriek and took an enormous pull at her bottle of gin. Miss Sims looked with lackluster eyes at the beautiful Maguire sisters and reflected dully that she should never have accepted this post, no matter how much the money. And as for Molly, she wished they were all back in the cozy comfort of her father's shop in Brooklyn, when things were safe and normal before the momentous evening a year ago when she and Mary had unwittingly founded the Maguire fortunes. She closed her eyes tightly to shut out the motion of the ship and remembered how it had all begun. It had been a close, humid Brooklyn evening in Jane Street, a narrow alley running off Fulton Street in downtown Brooklyn. The gas lamps had been lit. The other, bigger stores, Nam's, Frederick Loess's, Waldorf Shoes.